Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. A lengthy debate is expected in the State Senate on Beacon Hill tomorrow on a major policing and racial equity bill. Among other things, the legislation would create the first certification process for law enforcement officers in the state. It would also limit officers' use of force. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, more than 140 amendments to the measure were filed by yesterday's deadline.
The amendments are wide-ranging. They include things such as providing mental health support to police officers and creating what's known as a supervised consumption site where people could use drugs under medical supervision. One proposed amendment from State Senator Jamie Eldridge would not allow any police officer who has been decertified to then become a correction officer.
As people are thinking about racial justice and as well as improving police standards and the protection of vulnerable populations, that we also think about our prisons and jails.
Eldridge is also proposing that data be collected on the use of force in prisons and jails. That's information prisoners' advocates have been requesting. Elizabeth Matos, Executive Director of Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts, says over the past year, her office has received more than 200 complaints of assaults by correction officers. She says the legislation should apply to correction officers as well as police.
Just out in the community, how much this is happening with all of these videos that are being shown. But this happens in our prisons and jails as well. This isn't a different animal. It's the same animal in a different setting.
The bill would create a Police Officers Standards and Accreditation Committee. This entity would certify officers and would have subpoena power. Citizens could submit law enforcement complaints directly to the committee, and the data would be available online. The legislation would also ban officers' use of chokeholds and curtail the use of tear gas. In announcing the bill Monday, Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz says it's in response to nationwide protests over racial inequality and police violence.
With this legislation, we can put in place structures that force institutions to reckon with discrimination, brutality, and violence when they happen, to respond with vigor rather than silence and complicity, and to prevent some of these incidents from happening in the first place.
Many in law enforcement say they support the goals of the bill, but have concerns about some of the specifics. Hampden Police Chief Jeff Farnsworth, who's president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, says chiefs have been advocating for certifying officers for decades. But he questions some things like the ban on chokeholds.
It's nothing that we do or train our officers to do. You know, we're reluctant to completely ban it, because in a situation where deadly force would be authorized, where an officer is fighting for his life, you know, we don't want to take any tools off the table.
Farnsworth says as lawmakers work through the bill and all those amendments, he hopes there will be compromises.
So I think sometimes this legislation can be a reaction to a national picture and not necessarily a Massachusetts issue. There's a perception that things may be going on here where there's nothing really factual to back that up.
The Massachusetts Sheriff's Association and the legislature's Black and Latino Caucus released a joint statement saying they support several provisions of the bill and are, quote, dedicated to a collaborative approach. The Senate's expected to vote on the bill tomorrow. The House should release its version of a policing bill soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.